To the editor. Dreamhouse. Money is tight for almost everyone, there really is no question. Especially for the older folk who are living on a fixed pension. Not near enough money to even consider going out to paint the town red. Just sitting in their houses forced to watch television instead. No longer having that free Netflix membership that they received from a friend. They have to keep tight tabs on what little money they have to spend. After paying for utilities, your mortgage or your rent. After buying all your groceries, almost all your money is spent. Now think of the young people out there trying to save money for their first house. It is now next to impossible for them and their spouse. Even with both of them working, it is something hard for them to attain. They are getting beat in real estate offers time and time again. Companies and individuals are purchasing them to rent out after they buy. As a result, renting a place to live has now gone sky high. Interest the past few years increased at a steady rate. Those who didn't have a fixed mortgage were forced to vacate. So the rich are now getting richer and the poor have to pay. So many forced to the brink of just living day to day. Dreams of owning a home for some may be a thing of the past. Is this a trend that is going to last? It is a seller's market, that is for sure. You have to have the cash or be an entrepreneur. People from out of town seem to be buying up all our space. This is what a hopeful new homeowner now has to face. Is a single-family home going to be a thing of the past? Here's hoping that this latest trend isn't built to last. They said the interest rates will fall, yet there hasn't been a decline. That's the first thing you think about when you see a real estate sign. There has to be some housing that every average person can afford. I am tired of the promises made by politicians like Doug Ford. People in this province and across Canada are struggling to survive. Something constructive has to be done to keep their dreams alive. Chris Reynolds, North Bay.